Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Today, in 2005, the first ever YouTube video titled Me at the Zoo was published by the user Jod. Former Constitutional Court President Hans-Jürgen Papier considers the Berlin petition for a referendum on the expropriation of large housing companies to be hopeless. In an interview with the newspaper Die Welt, he considered expropriations in this case as, quote, constitutionally clearly inadmissible. It is undoubtedly a question of the common good within the meaning of Article 14 of the Grundgesetz, or fundamental law, that housing must also be affordable for the average citizen. For Papier, this goal can be pursued with much milder means than total deprivation of property. For example, through the social commitment of land ownership and through more housing construction. Papier does not regard this section of the fundamental law as a viable basis for expropriations, stating, quote, it was introduced by the Parliamentary Council in 1949 as an expression of openness with regard to the future economic constitution of Germany. At that time, the government did not want to rule out the development of a planned economy. With the development of the social market economy, the article should have become obsolete. An expropriation has never occurred because of this article. Papier continued that the initiative in Berlin was not aimed at a general change in the system of land ownership within the meaning of the law, but at the, quote, withdrawal of the ownership of certain companies. Chancellor Angela Merkel of the CDU has also spoken out decisively against the expropriation of large housing companies. The Red Red Green Coalition has drafted a paper to make an advance against electricity and gas cuts in Berlin. Today, households are taken off the grid if they have not paid their bills, and the social situation of the households is not taken into account. The coalition is calling upon the Senate to work with energy suppliers in order to avoid cutoffs where possible if, for example, children are affected. According to the draft, blocking proceedings should only be initiated if the overdue payments are above 200 euros. As a rule, electricity and gas grid operators should not carry out any closures before weekends or public holidays. The number of power cuts rose last year by 2,300 to a total of 18,900. The number of gas cuts fell from roughly 2,500 to 2,200. The aim of the advance is to reduce the total number. The House of Representatives would have to vote on such a request. Michael Effler, spokesman for energy policy of the Left Party parliamentary group, told the DPA that, quote, electricity and gas barriers can endanger the health of the sick, children, and pregnant women in particular. The group wants the Senate and the utility companies to use every means at their disposal to prevent the blockades. Numerous posters for the European elections were destroyed or vandalized in Berlin this past weekend. According to police, in the districts of Prenzlauer Berg, Friedrichshain, and Mitte, about 120 posters from the AfD were tagged with gray paint. It was to, quote, be assumed in principle that the act was politically motivated. A big election poster on Molstrasse, also from the AfD, was covered with red paint. Several election posters were also set on fire in Neu-Hohenschönhausen. According to police, it was probably advertising from different parties. Damage to election posters is punishable by a fine or imprisonment of up to 2 years. Since the end of March, Berlin's first and Germany's largest purely vegan canteen has been running in test operations at the campus of the Technical University in Berlin. Today, the facility will officially open. The former cafeteria on the ground floor of Hardenbergstrasse 34 in Charlottenburg was converted for this purpose and is furnished like a more expensive coffee bar rather than a traditional canteen. According to the spokeswoman of the Berlin Student Union, Jana Judisch, Canteens need a different aesthetic these days, otherwise students won't go there anymore. It goes without saying that the student union must also keep up with one of the biggest food trends of recent years among health and environmentally conscious young city dwellers, plant-based nutrition, sometimes even gluten-free. Every meal is cooked without meat, cheese, eggs, milk, and other animal ingredients. The first and so far only vegan canteen in Germany is located in Nuremberg. Since 2017, up to 150, sometimes even 200, vegan meals per day are served there. Since 2010, there is also the vegetarian canteen, Veggie No. 1, at the Freie Universität in Berlin, which, according to Jüdisch, is very popular. The name of the new cafeteria, Veggie 2.0, will follow on from this. 500 or more visitors are targeted there daily. But compared to its non-veggie counterpart on the upper floor, with more than 4,500 meals served daily, it is still a niche offering. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.